Hi, welcome to Fantasy Football Fanatics. I'm Ben here in LA, and I'm joined by Matt in London. Say hi, Matt.
Hello, Ben.
We're not joined by Duncan and Andy this week. Andy, I think, had his wisdom teeth removed, so he's in immense pain.
Alongside the pain of his team.
Exactly. Double whammy. And I think Duncan has no internet, which I didn't know was possible in today's day and age, but he's probably celebrating the Arsenal win that we just watched, unfortunately.
I think it's fortunate for us he's not on today's pod.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, good shout. Matt, what was your football highlight of the week? I think I can guess what it was.
Well, as a Man U fan, it could only ever really be Man U PSG midweek and the remarkable 3-1 win that United had. I started watching it not in the sort of hope, really, but just sort of like, oh, well, it's Man U on TV. Let's watch them. Solskjaer's got the boys playing quite well, so at least it'll be a positive, maybe, performance. And then as soon as the PSG defender just played Lukaku in the first minute, I thought, oh, hello, this could be interesting. And then we somehow made it to half-time, 2-1 up, which was a complete joke because we got thrashed, but they gifted us another goal. And then that glorious, glorious, definite handball in the final minute to cap it off, followed by the Rashford nerves. That was pure entertainment. That was really, really good. It's what you watch football for.
Yeah. So it's hard to watch live Champions League games in the US, but I caught the last 20 minutes and couldn't believe the penalty.
Yeah.
But I was watching. I was so nervous. I was like, I've never seen Rashford take a penalty, and he just absolutely hammered it. It was really kept his nerve. It was impressive.
It was a brilliant pen. I mean, I was sort of like thinking, yes, corner, come on. It's finally push. We've been on the back foot so long. You never know. We might just get one, luckily, from a corner. And then suddenly VAR took over. And whenever they call the VAR and the referee, it's almost always like a penalty. Because like, usually they look at it. Slow-mo always makes it look much worse. And it's like, ooh, this might be it. We're not going to score from open play. This could be it. And yeah, he gave it. Did you think it was a pen?
Well, I didn't. But a lot of the referees have come out and said that by the current laws of the game, how it's written, if your arm is kind of away from your body, which it definitely was away from his body, then technically it should be given. But I know a lot of ex-players were like, there's no way you can give that in like real time. What did you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of same thing. Like if the referees say that any arm away is in the rules of the game, that's a pen, then it was that. And he jumped sort of his back to goal and his arm slightly out. So it's one of those where you can maybe make the case to say, well, if you do that, you've lost control. You can't like claim innocence if you then get hit on the arm. But I mean, the shot was missing by a mile and it was right on the edge of the area.
Yeah.
It was one of those like innocuous type things where you think, oh, that's, if it'd been given against you, you'd be really, really angry.
Yeah. I think like, I was going to complain about the Lacazette penalty today where it looked really soft. And then I was like, I guess it kind of evens out.
Yeah. And on balance, I'll take that order of events.
Yeah.
What was your football highlight?
Yeah. So my one was obviously that game. But my other one was the other game where Ajax beat Real Madrid 4-1. Knocking them out of the Champions League. So they had a deficit. And I saw some of the highlights of that game. And wow, I'm really impressed by Ajax's young players. And throwback to Tadic, who like transformed into like Zinedine Zidane.
Yeah.
Where did you see he did that roulette in the middle of the field to set up that goal?
It was incredible.
And I was like, huh, this is not the Tadic I remember from Southampton. So yeah, it was a really good team performance by them. And I'm quite excited to see who Ajax get in the next round. I think they're a really good team.
Yeah, I still hope it's sort of like Man U, because the sort of the team you want to get. But yeah, they are quite exciting, aren't they?
And
fantasy football's Tadic does it again.
Yeah, I think I read somewhere that L'Equipe, the French football publication, has only handed out, when their player ratings, they've only handed out like 5-10 out of 10s in their entire history of publication, and Tadic got 10 out of 10.
I mean, it's amazing. Yeah.
What could be even funnier is I've heard rumors that Real Madrid could be getting Mourinho as a result of this result.
I know. I mean, talk about taking punishment as a Real fan.
Yeah.
Yes, seeing Real and PSG go out in 1 week, I think most neutrals are quite happy, to be honest.
Yeah. Cool. Good highlights. How, I think our game weeks, I don't know who did better this game week. I think we're more or less the same, but do you want to go through your game week results this week?
Yeah, sure. So my entire team's points seem to be based around Man City players this week. So I have Sterling and Aguero and Edison, and I wasn't sure which out of Sterling and Aguero to captain, and inevitably I captained Aguero, and then Sterling gets himself a hat-trick. Our rival Gary did the other way around and captained Sterling, and so he's pulled out quite a big lead this week, which is quite frustrating. But other than the 31 points I got from those two players, I've got Jimenez, who's that just constant goals every single week, ticking over. But the rest of my squad did absolutely nothing. In fact, most of them got just 1 point rather than 2 points. So a bit disappointing. 48 points at the moment. I think maybe 50 points with Jimenez's bonus points. And yeah, I sort of bring on the fixtures now. It gets interesting. That's my only hope.
Yeah, I think I had a similar game week. So I think I'll end on 54 points with bonus. But I think that's basically my rank. I think it's going to stay exactly the same because I think a lot of people did well this week. So same as you, I had Sterling and Aguero and captained the wrong one. I think the most annoying thing for me was I spent last pod talking about Ryan Fraser, and then I bottled it and got David Brooks because I thought it was a safer choice. Actually, my reasoning was I read that Fraser's points mainly depend on Wilson playing. And in the Bournemouth press conference, it seemed still kind of a doubt if Callum Wilson was going to play. So I was like, oh, well, maybe I'll go David Brooks. Most people seem to be going that way. So it's maybe a safer move. And then Fraser got a goal and assist and I think maximum bonus. And I was like, oh, crap. It could have been way worse for me this week because I benched all my Wolves players. And up to 90 minutes, it looked like they were all going to get a clean sheet. And I also have Hazard. But thankfully, Hazard
saved
my week with that last-minute goal. Really good goal outside of the box. And yeah, my only other regret is Jimenez. I benched him for the first time. I normally play him all the time. It really shows that I guess you can never bench Jimenez. He just always seems to score.
Yeah. Just every week. He's so consistent. I'm sort of cursing the little decisions where you know it's a close call and you make it and then it turns out in hindsight to have been the wrong call. I think for a couple of weeks now, I've had that sort of thing happen again negatively. So I'm just hoping my luck turns in the weeks ahead.
Yeah, me too. I think we can quickly look at Duncan and Andy's team. So Duncan has 43 points right now. I think he'll probably be very disappointed. And I think a lot of other managers that Salah only returned one assist in Liverpool's four goals. Me and you, Matt, I think we've dodged a bullet here because we don't have Salah and we have Sterling. But Duncan does have Jamie Vardy, 16 points. That seems like a really good transfer for him.
Yeah, he saved his game week because he doesn't have Sterling. So he needed those points to keep up with everyone.
So yeah, Duncan, not a great week, but not terrible. Andy, I think we would classify this as terrible. 36 points on a hit, so 32 points. I think he brought in Lukaku, maybe? Did he bring him in this week?
Yeah, he brought him in and captained him. Let's have a quick
look. And he cursed him.
Yeah. Whatever Andy does at the moment, you just know that player is going to go in a bad run of form at the moment. Because he wildcarded a couple of weeks ago and he thought, oh, that's a good team. He might catch up. And he's just gone backwards, unfortunately, for him.
Yeah, I would say Lukaku had maybe three, like, what you would say are real sitters that he missed today. the one from 2 yards out where he hit the crossbar was the worst one.
Yeah, that was poor. I mean, Leno made some good saves in the game just now. But yeah, Lukaku, I mean, he looked like he's a player in form. He started with lots of confidence, but it just wasn't going in for him today.
And Fabian Schär looks like he's suspended because I think he's picked up a lot of yellow cards, I think. Bad luck, Andy. Okay, so let's do the fixture preview. This is the blank game week 31, which
means it could be quite a quick pod, couldn't
it? Yeah, where I think me and Matt have decided a free hit this week, and I think Duncan has planned around this. So do you want to take Bournemouth Newcastle, the first one?
Yeah, so on the back of the game weeks just now, I mean, Newcastle had a remarkable comeback against Everton, and Bournemouth had a sort of routine win against Huddersfield because Huddersfield lose to everyone. So I think the fact that Bournemouth are at home probably gives them the edge over Newcastle, but this could be quite a close game, and I think both sides will score. Wilson and Fraser now look like good picks. I still think Brooks might be a good pick because he's a really good player. And on the Newcastle side, Rondon and then Perez got two goals and assists. So he might be a bit of a one for us free hitting might we want to consider.
Yeah. Are you considering a lot of plays from this fixture in your free hit?
If we're just talking about the free hit generally, I think I'll load up on like the premium players because you can. So that means three Liverpool, three from Chelsea, and then I think West Ham have a good home game against Huddersfield, so I'll probably pick a few of them. And so this sort of the edge of that 11, this is the sort of game I might go to for one or two of them. Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking the same, but I was just wondering, Newcastle do normally defend pretty well, which is my only concern from this fixture. Although they did concede two goals against Everton, so I guess we'll see.
Yeah. It's difficult to predict this one.
Yeah, I think the next one too that I'll take is also maybe a little bit difficult to predict is Burnley-Leicester. So Burnley, I didn't watch the game earlier today, but they managed to put two against Liverpool. Normally tough to be at home, normally pretty good defensively at home. Leicester, still not super convinced yet on what Brendan Rodgers is trying to do. Because they were tied with Fulham for a long time until two late goals from Jamie Vardy. But Jamie Vardy seems a really good shout. So he'll probably be my free hit team. And I think shout out to Gary, who put in, I don't know how to pronounce his name, Tielemans? Is that how you say his name?
Tielemans, I think. Yeah.
Who scored for him. I think it has got two back-to-back assists previously. I don't know. It's
been a good punt.
I don't know
that,
how Gary
yeah.
does it. I guess it was not based on stats or anything.
You see, yeah, he's quite the maverick, our Gary. I think he must watch like hours of football a week.
Yeah, maybe.
Doing the research for the eye test.
Yeah, so Tielemans, Madison, they could also be decent shouts this week. I got in Pereira a long time ago, and that has not worked out because Leicester can't defend, and Brendan Rodgers is not known for defending. So I really regret that move now. But yeah, tough one. Maybe a score draw. I can't really tell with this one. What do you think about this one?
Yeah, I think it's score draw is probably the most likely, and it's definitely one of those fixtures where I think Vardy's form means that he's like almost a must if you've got a free hit, and if you don't, he's still a tempter just to get in as your single transfer. And then there's Burnley strikers as well have been scoring of late, so they're worth considering and sort of maybe getting. Which of the Burnley ones would you go for at the moment?
I think you have to go with Ashley Barnes, right?
Yeah. I mean, Barnes, Wood's not bad
as
well.
Yeah, Wood's not bad as well, yeah.
So he's got a couple of extra bits of money. It costs a bit more, doesn't he?
Yeah. Okay, so maybe a score draw for this one. How about West Ham Huddersfield?
So this one, you've got to think, is a juicy tie for West Ham at home to the bottom league in the country and in the Premiership. And this is the one where I've kept Felipe Anderson all these weeks and I'm hoping that he comes good in a game like this. But I'm almost tempting the free hit just to ditch Felipe because it's the other players that are doing it for West Ham. So I think maybe tempted by Chicharito. I know that Lanzini's back, so he's a sort of tempter as well. But yeah, I'm not really sure what West Ham assets to go for because, I mean, Chicharito's hardly prolific. Snodgrass of every so often. Antonio went on a run of form, then went out of it. I was looking at the last time they scored goals, it was Declan Rice and Mark Noble. I'm not going to put them in a free hit team. So it's all about which West Ham assets, I think, for this one.
Yeah, this one's annoying because I was hoping the Cardiff game would show us like which attacking assets would be good, and all of them were terrible. They lost to Cardiff 2-0. You have, I think, Lanzini got subbed very early. I think Felipe Anderson got subbed really early. So yeah, I agree that they'll win this. I just don't know which assets to take. I'm actually considering their defensive assets. So Fabianski in goal. Declan Rice is classified as a defender, so I'm quite tempted by Rice. Because West Ham aren't great, but Huddersfield scoring, I feel like they won't be able to do.
Yeah. It's hard to predict clean sheets, but usually if you bet that you'll get a clean sheet because the team playing Huddersfield is about as good as you can get, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, so next one, Fulham-Liverpool. This one should be pretty easy.
Yeah.
Do you want to take that one?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, this is it's all about which Liverpool assets to go for. And so the general consensus is you've got to go for three. Salah's usually one of them because he's the prime man, although he's not on good form at the moment. And then is it Robertson, Alexander-Arnold, or do you go for Mane? And this week's brace for Mane certainly means that I think I'll be going Mane with my free hit chip. And I'll probably still go Salah because he's been threatening goal quite a lot. He just hasn't been going in recent weeks. But slightly tempted by Firmino. I think it depends on how the Champions League goes this week. So I'll watch that and see which of the front three I want to pick and then maybe go for a one defender. That's my thinking.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to throw Van Dijk in there too. Just because he occasionally has goal threat. But yeah, I think I'm definitely going to go Salah, Mane. Which defender to get, I don't know. Robertson's probably the safest. Van Dijk maybe can get you a goal. Do you know if Trent was injured today? I read that he came off with something, but I didn't watch the game.
Oh, I didn't see it. No, so I don't know.
Okay. Well, yeah, good shout to Monitor Champions League. They have a tough one away to Bayern. Hopefully they lose. Okay, so the last one is Everton-Chelsea. Everton, I'm still not very convinced by them. They lost to Newcastle, although I think Richarlison scored in that game. He came back.
He did, yeah.
He came back to troll all those people who I assume have got rid of him by now, but maybe not. And I saw Dean troll me by getting assists in that game as well. Chelsea, I saw a little bit of the game today. Wolves always seem to play really well against the top six, so I don't think Chelsea really did much in that game. But you have to fancy against Everton's defense. that they'll be able to do a little bit more. So for those free hitters, I think Higuain is still a pretty good shout, along with Hazard, and maybe one of the Chelsea defenders, like Luiz or Azpilicueta. Alonso seems to be rotating right now with Emerson, so a little bit of doubt there. But I think I would back Chelsea to win this, although you never know. You never know with the form of these two teams how that could go. How do you see this one going?
Yeah, I mean, Everton at home, they are difficult to predict. Everton at the moment, their form has been erratic. They seem to like turn up every so often and look like a really good team, and then disappear for several game weeks. I'm still going to pick three Chelsea players in my free hit team, but it's worth considering not doing so, because they also seem like a team that every so often just goes really flat and does nothing or doesn't score many goals in random games. So will you be going, well, you've got Hazard on your team already, I guess. So you'll be starting what, Hazard, Higuain and Luiz?
Yeah, Luiz or Azpilicueta, I think is what I'm going to think. Yeah, I think I'll go three Chelsea. I think I'll probably go zero Everton. I don't know about you.
I think that's where I'm leaning towards at the moment. Which means I can get maybe some West Ham players, Jamie Vardy in, maybe another Leicester asset, someone like Maddison.
Yeah.
Maybe Tielemans. He's been a player on form.
Yeah, just a block. Just a block, Gary.
Yeah, just to try and block and keep pace with his... yeah, I think he's climbing towards the top 10K as I've slid out of it. And yes, out in 20,000 at the moment.
Yeah.
Not the right direction to be going at this stage of the season.
Well, hopefully this game week is an opportunity to catch up.
Yeah, these next three game weeks are the really, really big ones. I think there could be big point swings for teams, because there's be so many chips being played. There's doubles, there's single, there's the blank game weeks, which will mean that I think people's squads could vary quite a lot as well, so there could be some big swings.
Yeah, definitely. Clean sheets. Do you see any clean sheets this game week?
I'll go for the really predictable one and predict that West Ham keep a clean sheet against Huddersfield.
God, I hope so. Because I think I'm going to put at least two West Ham defenders into my team. Okay, I'll go Liverpool. I think that should be a fairly safe one.
Yeah.
Any others?
I honestly don't. I wouldn't predict another one, but I mean, Chelsea are a good team, and Everton are a bit erratic, so maybe Chelsea would keep one.
Yeah, and maybe Burnley if Leicester are really out of form, but Leicester are quite an attacking team, so yeah, I think that's probably it. Okay, so I think next we do gut punts. Let's review the gut punts from last week. Mine was Lanzini, who got 1 point, so that wasn't very good. Who was your gut punt last week, Matt? Do you even remember?
I went for Higuain.
Blanked.
Blanked, so nothing there.
And I think we had Lukaku from Andy. That was a very painful blank.
Yeah, really good shout, Andy. I mean, he came really, really close to scoring on many occasions.
Yeah, correct decision. I think Duncan went with Brooks, which unfortunately was a blank. Ryan Fraser got those points, sadly for me. And then I think Gary went Patrick Van Aanholt, who was also a blank. Surprise loss in the Avian Derby for Palace.
Yeah, I had two players in this game with Duffy and Wan-Bissaka. Because I thought this would be a really tight affair, but it was anything but. Yeah. Good, that was an important win for Brighton. That might keep them up in the division. Yeah.
Who are your gut punts for this game week?
So, my gut punt this week... I tell you what, come back to me. Who the other guys picked?
I think Duncan is going with Perez. Away to Bournemouth. So that's a pretty good shout, I think. And
yeah, that's a good shout.
Gary went with Diop, who I think plays for West Ham.
I think he's a West Ham defender.
Yeah. 4.4 million. Yeah, interesting shout. Maybe I might do that because I'm on a free hit. I can just
pop him in the team. Yeah, use West Ham. Use Gary's.
Copy Gary's Maverick picks. I think mine will also come from the West Ham game. And I'm probably going to choose the same punt as last week. I'm going to keep picking Lanzini until he does something. I may not put in my free hit team because I'm a little bit worried about rotation, and he got subbed really early this past game week, but I'll choose him for a gut punt.
I was going to go for them as well, but no, I'll go to a different team then. So I'm just looking up the ownership for Burnley players. Yes, I can go Ashley Barnes.
Ashley Barnes still has less than 5% ownership.
3.4% ownership for Ashley Barnes. Wow. So, yeah, I'll pick up Ashley Barnes, please.
Wow, shocking, shocking stat. I thought a lot of people had him.
Yeah. I think it's one of those where his form turns so late in the season that other players haven't quite got on the bandwagon of him, and then there's lots of ghost teams, so his ownership was never that high in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah, makes sense. Okay, that's that done. Shall we? I think we've talked a little bit about free hits. I guess one question I had for you was, we have the same strategy. Are you concerned about 32, game week 32 and I guess 33? What are you planning to do?
So, yeah, for the double game week, I'm well set now, I think. I can play a very strong 11. I'm not quite sure which chip to play just yet. But it'll either be a bench boost or a triple captain. If the fixtures come through, I think there's some juicy juicy double for, like, I think Man City and Man United. And so that looks like quite a good time to go for maybe triple captain or one of their players. The problem is, of course, is the rotation that Guardiola plays. So you just never quite sure who to back. And then 33, I'm a little bit nervous about game week 33 because that's going to want to have to ride out, and there's going to be a shortage of players in my squad because I've built around game week 32. So I'll either do some points hits just to put a decent team out, might not be 11 players. I'm tempted to do an early wild card if I think I can manage that and the game week, the double game week in 35. But I haven't quite decided that one yet. How about yourself?
I think similar thinking. I think it's annoying because the double game week fixtures are not confirmed yet. And I think will not be confirmed until after game week 31. So I think, like you, my team is fairly well set up for game week 32. And it's just because I've had a lot of those players for a long time that I decided on the free hit 31 strategy. Also thinking about triple captain or bench boost. Again, Man U, Man City look like good fixtures. I think Chelsea have potentially Cardiff away, Brighton at home. But again, their form is not super great. So it would be pretty punty to triple captain, like a Hazard or something like that. Game week 33, I am very worried about, especially if Trent Alexander-Arnold is injured, because I just transferred him in a couple of weeks ago. But I think there potentially could be more games if, depending on FA Cup, I think it's something like if Watford beat Palace or something, then Palace get to play that game week. And I have two Palace defenders, so I'm really hoping that Watford knock them out of the FA Cup. But I don't think I'll be able to get 11 out. I think I can get maybe 8 or 9 with a point set out. So that will probably be kind of damage limitation for me. And then I'm going to probably wild card in game week 34 and then use my other chip in 35. I know some people talked about wild carding in game week 33. The problem with that is you don't get the players that necessarily will play in the double. So that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Mm, Yeah, that is a challenge. I'm thinking of maybe doing the wild card then to try and set up like a semi-good 33 team and a strong 35 team, knowing that I'll then have like a couple of game weeks to keep like subbing out some of those 33 players for 35 players. That's my thinking at the moment.
Yeah.
But I think that's quite a hard balancing act to do because essentially you'd be like doing a wild card, but still not maybe fielding a very good side for Game Week 33.
Yeah, I think this is the first time in a long while that I can remember that you have like a blank, double blank, like kind of set up, and it's been really hard to navigate. Because the other strategy where people have been are planning to free hit in 32 have kind of meant they've sacrificed like this run of games where you've seen Raheem Sterling do really well and Aguero do well. So yeah, I guess we'll see which strategy pays off at the end of the season.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's part of the reasons I've been frustrated with my like bad calls and not captaining Sterling and benching Jota last week is that these were the Greeks to like, I thought I needed to build a lead on Duncan because he was building, essentially he was loading his team with 31 players, many of whom aren't that great, whilst I still was able to keep like prime players from Wolves and Man City. But I haven't really built any lead or any cushion going into these blanks and doubles. So I guess we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. I think for people like us, we need game week 31 to be like high scoring. We need Liverpool to thrash Fulham and Chelsea to score a lot of goals, I think.
Yeah. We need that cushion then to absorb for 33. Each week now, the next 3 week game weeks, though, is going to be really interesting because there could be big point swings depending on the different strategies that people are playing.
Yeah. Cool. So I think we've talked a lot about free hit, but do you want to talk about, do you have a bus team, free hit team, and who are you going to captain?
So I think we've talked through roughly what my bus team is. So I'm going to load up on Liverpool players. So I haven't done the transfers yet, but I think I'm going to go Mane, Salah and Robertson, who I've currently got in my team anyway. And then we'll probably triple up with Chelsea too. So thinking of Higuain, Hazard, and then Chelsea defender, like you, I think Aspi or David Luiz. And then filling around the edges with probably some West Ham players. And the more we've talked about it this game week, I'm thinking defenders now rather than attackers. And then maybe some players from Leicester, Newcastle, Bournemouth, maybe Burnley, to fill out like the strongest possible 11. And then captain is probably going to be either Salah or Mane, depending how Champions League goes for Liverpool this week. How about you?
Yeah, so I do have a kind of bus team. I haven't made my transfers yet either. So my bus team right now, I think I'll go 3-4-3. So I'm going to go Fabianski and Declan Rice for my West Ham defenders. And then Robertson and Aspi. Although kind of tempted by Van Dijk for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know if I feel like I want to be more maverick with my free hit because you can.
Yeah.
And then my current four midfielders are Salah, Mane, I think will be very common, and Hazard. My fourth one, this is one that I'll probably keep playing around with, but right now it's Ryan Fraser. But David Brooks is probably a good option. A Leicester midfielder like Madison might also be a good option. So not sure yet on that fourth one. And then my front three right now will be Higuain, Jamie Vardy. I think Jamie Vardy's a good shout. And then right now I have Callum Wilson in, but that could also be a Rondon, potentially, or an Ashley Barnes. It's kind of, I think the three Liverpool, three Chelsea, Jamie Vardy, West Ham defense seems pretty, sensible. It's just kind of around the edges, I think, where you'll see people differ.
Yeah, and though that could be the crucial ones as well, just five game weeks. So if Barnes scores and Wilson blanks, and that could be the point swing that people have.
Yeah, and captain again, yeah, Salah Mane. I haven't had Mane for his amazing goal scoring run. It really is incredible when you look at it.
Yeah,
it's like 12 points, didn't return against Everton, but then 13 points against Watford, 8 against Bournemouth, 8 against West Ham, 9 against Leicester, 7 against Crystal Palace. So he's definitely a man in form. But yeah, it would be going against Salah, who looks really involved, but I think maybe has lost a little bit of confidence in front of goal. So yeah, tough one.
Mm.
Cool. I think that's all we cover normally. Have I missed anything? I don't remember.
It feels quick, but I think that's partly because there's only two of us, and it's such a blank game week. I mean, there's not many fixtures coming up. So roll on the Champions League, and hopefully Liverpool sort of get edged out, and maybe I'd like it if maybe there's an injury that made it my decisions easier to pick and squad players.
Yeah, definitely. For those of you who don't follow us yet, follow us on Twitter at FPLFFFanatics. We've had some good tweets and stuff this week, so we definitely appreciate them and like seeing them. Say goodbye, Matt.
So long, Ben. All the best for the blank game week and the joys of free hitting.
Yep. Goodbye, everyone. Likewise from me. Me and Matt have the same strategy, so I hope it goes well for us.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.